I got a few things I want to say.
It's Monday, September 28th, 2009. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed.
The word now is seize the time.
This time, let me introduce the band members one by one.
You know, all that does is intensify rage.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Seize the time.
That awesome song right there is called Warm Heart of Africa. It's by the band The Very Best, and it featured the vocal stylings of Vampire Weekend's own Ezra Koenig. And The Very Best is actually two guys. It's Ezu Mwamayaya, or something, and Radio Clit. And one of the guys is from Malawi, and then he moved to London via France. And then the other guy is from Sweden, but he lives in the United Kingdom. So there you go. They're both from London now, I suppose, but they're from a mixed bag of places, and the very best is very good. And they've released this album. It has all these songs, which are not terribly similar to that one necessarily, but they're all really good. They're like world music-y at its finest kind of songs, and it's really great stuff. So if you liked that song, you're definitely going to want to check out the whole very best record, even if it doesn't sound, you know, 100% like that all the time. And the music I'm talking over right now, I should mention, is actually a remix of Warm Heart of Africa by none other than Australia's Architecture in Helsinki, and it's fantastic as well, which you can download it off the internet for free somewhere or another. Okay, up next, a band from Sweden called Taken by Trees. And I want to play them next because they too sort of have an indie rock meets world music sort of thing going on with this new record, East of Eden. Taken by Trees is, of course, Victoria Bergsman, who was formerly the front woman for The Concretes. She went solo a few years back, and this is her best album to date. It's called East of Eden, and it was all either recorded in Pakistan or written in Pakistan. We're going to hear two songs. We're going to hear Day by Day and My Boys, both of which their main Pakistani influence is just sort of the rhythm. You know, the percussion is sort of Pakistani, but a lot of the album actually has like Pakistani singing and Pakistani instrumentation beyond percussion. So it's quite something as a kind of an idea concept record. Well done, Taken by Trees. And it's quite good, if not quite as good as, you know, the very best of Concretes or anything, but it's pretty good. So we're going to hear two songs. We're going to hear Day by Day and My Boys right now by Taken by Trees from the record East of Eden. Where else but on The Sounds in My Head?
Motion gets a greater meaning day by day. things like a social status. I just want four walls and Adobe slides for my boys.
That was the song Sing Along. It's by Gonzalez. And Gonzalez, super great. And I put him on the show a while back. He had an album called Solo Piano that remains one of my favorite albums. I must have listened to the entire album like 70 times or something. I love it. And he has a bunch of new releases, primarily because he took part in this Guinness Book of World Records setting thing where he played a 27-hour solo concert. It was like recorded and broadcast on the internet. And he had an audience there for like 27 hours while he sat at the piano and played songs and stuff. And they've released a bunch of different songs from that session, that 27-hour session. It's kind of a weird thing. They're called Le Guinness World Records, and then like The Works or Friends of Mine or 80s Shenanigans or whatever they're called. I don't remember. But but if you buy The Works, then it contains like a lot of them from a lot of the different releases. Anyway, I bought it all because I'm a big Gonzalez fan. And it's great, but the live recording thing, it's not as good as the album recording thing. But I wanted to put him on specifically because I went and saw Gonzalez. He played his first show in like 8 years over the weekend in New York. And he is just so great live. Like really, like it doesn't convey in that recording right there just how awesome that show was. He was really great, super funny, and just a fantastic performer. So there you go, Gonzalez right there. Pick up everything by Gonzalez if you liked that, because it's all really awesome. Okay, up next, a band called The Hidden Cameras. They're from Toronto, Canada, and I do love me some Hidden Cameras. I haven't put them on the show for a very long time because I haven't had anything very new in a pretty long time, but they just came out with their new album called Origin Orphan, and it's just super solid. It's as good as anything they've ever released. It took me a while to rate the songs. It's one of those where I had to listen to the whole record like 10 times in a row before I could even give anything star ratings. But when it fared out, it's almost all 4-star songs. And then there's a few 5-stars. And it's a fantastic record. So I'm going to play 2 songs from it. First, I'm going to play He Falls to Me, which is just classic Hidden Camera sounding music. And then I'm going to play a song called The Little Bit. And The Little Bit is funny. It has these like kind of ridiculous backing vocals, which at first I was kind of like, I don't know how I feel about this, but eventually they grew on me and I'm a big fan. So check it out, The Hidden Cameras with He Falls to Me, followed by The Little Bit, which are both great songs from their new album, Origin Orphan. The Hidden Cameras right now on The Sounds of My Head.
He falls to
someone's hand.
every day just to keep my beat going. If I ain't the enemy, then who am I anyway? The little bit I have to give, I give it all up. The little bit you keep, and that's what I've been thinking of.
Thank you. another's company by the sea. Wanna go out to the pier. Gonna dive and have no fear, because you.
Was two songs in a row by a band from London. They're called The XX, and The XX we heard Crystallized and VCR. Both are from their debut album called XX, and The XX, I don't know a whole lot about them. It's like, I think four 20 year olds is something like I read, and they do the whole like male and female duet thing in pretty much every song, which I'm a big fan of that format. Though I have to say, I kind of feel like their songs tend to not quite go anywhere. Like they almost, it's like, oh, this is gonna be good. It's building. It's gonna become something. And it just kind of never. It's like, wow. The whole point of that song was that they eventually started singing at the same time. You know, it's just sort of underwhelming. But I do like it, and I liked those two songs the most off of their album. So if you like them, check that out. Okay, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, we're going to turn towards science. And specifically, They Might Be Giants with their new record, Here Comes Science. We're going to hear three songs off of it because it is a great record, and the songs are also pretty short. And I should point out that all these songs have videos. Like the way these kids' albums work that They Might Be Giants do, they release these CD-DVD combos where you get like a one-to-one. You get the whole album and then a whole DVD of videos of all the songs. And, you know, the videos range from really lame, like Nickelodeon, who cares, kind of whatever videos, to really great, creative, awesome, amazing videos. And I have to say that the three songs I'm going to play, first I'm going to play Science is Real, which is the opener to the album, and I think it's really important, and it's a great song, and it sets the tone sort of for the rest of the record. And They Might Be Giants, they are, as individuals, I think fairly political, but they don't really put it in their music very much. But I think Science is Real, it's sort of almost like gets into the culture war or something a little bit, but it's like on a kid's record, so it's even better. So that's Science is Real. Then we're going to hear Roy G. Biv, which is, I think, the best song on the record. It's a really great song. I love it. I could listen to it a million times. And then we're going to hear Meet the Elements, which Meet the Elements is a great song, but it also just has a really great music video. So you should go and watch the video for Meet the Elements. I link to everything I talk about on the Sounds of My Head website at thesoundsofmyhead.com. So we're going to hear these three songs by They Might Be Giants right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Science is real from the Big Bang. With the
People often ask me, if we're descended from chimpanzees, how come there are still chimpanzees? Well, we're not descended from chimpanzees. We're both descended from a common ancestor who lived there about 6 million years ago. That common ancestor then produced two branches, one of which went to us humans, and one of which went to chimpanzees, branching further to produce bonobos and common chimpanzees. We are all cousins. We are not descended from chimpanzees.
R is for red, O is for orange, Y is for yellow, and G is for green. B is for blue, I for indigo, and B is for violet. And that spells Roy G. Biv. Roy G. Biv is a colorful man, and he proudly stands at the rainbow's end.
So you'll see.
Roy G. Biv is a colorful man, and his name
so
spells out
see.
The whole color spectrum. Roy G. Biv is a colorful
so
man,
see.
And he proudly stands at the rainbow's end.
So
the whole color spectrum. You'll never see a unicorn, but you'll see a rainbow. And inside every rainbow is the spectrum of light. You'll never see Roy G. Biv, but he's inside the rainbow. 'Cause inside every rainbow
is for orange, Y is for yellow, and G is for green. B is for blue, I for indigo, and V is for violet.
And that spells Roy G. Biv. Roy G. Biv is a colorful
so you'll
man,
see.
And he proudly stands at the rainbow's end.
So you'll see.
Roy G. Biv is a colorful man, and his name
so
spells out
see.
The whole color spectrum.
Is a metal, you see it every day. Oxygen eventually will make it rust away. Carbon in its ordinary form is coal. Crush it together and diamonds are born. Come on, come on and meet the elements. May I introduce you to our friends, the elements. Like a box of that are mixed to make every shade. They either combine to make a chemical compound or stand alone as they are. Neon's a gas that lights up the sign for a pizza place. The coins that you pay with are copper, nickel, and zinc. Silicon and oxygen make concrete, bricks, and glass. Now add some gold and silver for some pizza place class. Come on and meet the elements. I think you should check out the ones that call the elements. Like a box of paints that are mixed to make every shade. They either combine to make a chemical compound or stand alone as they are. Team up with other elements, making compounds when they combine. Or make up a simple element formed out of atoms of the one kind. Balloons are full of helium, and so is every star. Stars are mostly hydrogen, which may someday fuel your car.
Hey, we're letting all these elephants.
Did you know that elephants are made of elements? Elephants are mostly made of four elements, and every living thing is mostly made of four elements. Plants, bugs, birds, fish, bacteria, and man are mostly carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, and oxygen. Come on, come on and meet the elements. You and I are complicated, but we made developments like a box of paints that are mixed to make every shade. They either combine to make a chemical compound or stand alone as they are. Team up with other elements, making compounds when they combine, or make up a simple element formed out of atoms of the one kind. Come on, come on and meet the elements. Check out the ones that call the elements. Like a box of paints that are mixed to make every shade. They either combine to make a chemical compound or stand alone as they are.
All right, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, staying with science, we're going to hear a song, a very short song, by Tom Glaser and Dottie Evans, who in the late 1950s, early 1960s, released a series of really fantastic science-related children's albums. And on one of them, the album Space Songs, they did a song called Why Does the Sun Shine, which is what They Might Be Giants covered with Why Does the Sun Shine, which is also featured on Here Comes Science as well as other releases in the past. But they also had a song called What Is a Shooting Star? And What Is a Shooting Star is also covered by They Might Be Giants on Here Comes Science. And it's a great song, and this whole record by them is really fantastic, Space Songs, which you can download for free. Look for links on thesoundsofmyhead.com. So Tom Glaser and Dottie Evans doing What Is a Shooting Star, the original version from the 1950s or 60s, right here off of Space Songs. Where else but finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
A shooting star is not a star, is not a star at all. A shooting star is a meteor that's heading for a fall.
A shooting star is not a star, why does it shine so bright?
The friction as it falls through air produces heat and light. A shooting star or meteor, whichever name you like, the minute it comes down to Earth, it's called a meteorite.
A shooting star is not a star, is not a star at all.
A shooting star is a star at all.
A shooting star is a meteor that's heading for a fall. A shooting star is not a star, why does it shine so bright?
The friction as it falls through air produces heat and light.
A shooting star or meteor, whichever name you like,
whichever name you like,
the minute it
comes down to Earth, it's called a meteorite.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this week was, of course, Warm Heart of Africa, as remixed by Architecture in Helsinki. I also talked over Gogol by Gonzalez. I also talked over Intro by The XX, and I talked over Manifesto, also by Gonzalez. If you like the music you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can send me emails at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com or leave comments for everyone to read at thesoundsinmyhead.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you again in 2 weeks on October 12th with an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.